Welcome. Today we're discussing DeepSeek's quiet but groundbreaking update to their V3 model on Hugging Face. It's causing a stir, potentially one of the top non-reasoning models available.
Wow, quietly is an understatement. I'm seeing buzz everywhere. So, what makes this V3 update so special? Didn't they just release V3 a few months ago?
Exactly. This update shows significant improvement, especially in math and coding. Benchmarks show it outperforming GPT 4.5 and Claude 3.7 Sonnet in certain areas. The original V3 release had only model weights and an MIT license. Now, the README is packed with impressive details.
Outperforming those big names? Color me intrigued. Is it still open source?
Absolutely. Open source and incredibly affordable. Artificial Analysis, a site that independently assesses AI models, shows DeepSeek's blended rate for input-output tokens at just 80 cents per million. Compare that to Claude 3.7 Sonnet at $6, or GPT 4.5 at a whopping $93.80.
That's a massive price difference. Does the performance justify such a low cost, though?
Apparently, yes. Artificial Analysis's intelligence index ranks it top among non-reasoning models, even beating Google's Gemini 2.0 Pro. It's surpassed by only reasoning models, the ones that think before responding, trading speed for accuracy.
So, faster, cheaper, and comparable performance to industry giants. What's the catch?
Well, the context window is 128,000, but limited to 64,000 via DeepSeek's API. It's also text only. No multimodal inputs or outputs like audio, video, or images.
I see. And, given the power, what kind of hardware do you need to run this thing?
It's a beast. Unless you have a $10,000 Mac or similar, running it locally is likely out of the question. Even a powerful M3 Ultra with 512 gigabytes of RAM gets only about 20 tokens per second at 4-bit.
Okay, $10,000 Mac. Got it. So cloud-based access is probably the way to go for most people?
Definitely. You can access it through hyperbolic nebulous fireworks and deep infra with different speeds and pricing. Artificial Analysis lists those options. I tested both, and the outputs, particularly for front-end web development, are truly impressive.
Front-end web dev, you say? So it's not just general text generation?
Nope. They've actually emphasized improvements in front-end web development, claiming better code executability and more aesthetically pleasing results. I'd say only Claude 3.5 or Sonnet 3.7 come close in that area.
Huh, that's impressive. Any word on future developments?
The buzz around DeepSeek R2 is intense. Given how quickly V3 has caught up, R2 could potentially be the best model, period, open source or otherwise. At least until the next leapfrog, which, let's be honest, is probably just around the corner in this fast-paced AI world.
It really is a whirlwind. So, if our listeners want to try out this DeepSeek V3 marvel, how should they proceed?
DeepSeek.com for their API platform or their ChatGPT-like interface. That uses V3 right now. The API has perks, context caching, rates as low as 7 cents, and even off-hour discounts down to 3.12 cents with a cash hit. Though remember, the API limits input to 64,000 tokens.
Wow, those prices are ridiculously low. DeepSeek's really shaking things up. This has been fascinating. Thanks for breaking it all down.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time for AI, and DeepSeek is definitely a team to watch. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Goodbye.